I blew right through the promotional giveaway. I apologize for all of our newsletter subscribers. We do that at 9:20 and with Rosie and Steve. I completely just zoned past it. So the trivia question, where was April's winning photo taken? If you have your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, we have a photo contest where we put a listener's photo in every month, which we're taking images for 2020 now. If you've got a great Arizona landscape or animal picture, you can submit that at info@rosieonthehouse.com. So where was April's winning photograph taken? Text the answer to 411-923 and we'll select a random right winner and send you on a couple of state parks passes, good for any of Arizona's 35 state parks. Don't use Facebook a whole awful lot. We primarily just links and resources for the broadcast, but when something happens that can't wait for a Saturday or doesn't fit into our weekly newsletter, we use that platform to communicate to our listeners. We had a gentleman in Yuma that passed from a swarm of bees that consumed him, and a couple years ago we had a great hour dedicated to bees, and we posted the link to that audio there on what to do if you are in if you do get encountered by a swarm of bees. Most of the bees are Africanized or have a mixed hybrid in them, and it's your breath that really is attracting, and when they sting, they release a pheromone that tells other bees, come sting here. So once you get stung once, it just encourages more stings, and you've got to run and try and keep your breath covered, pull your shirt over your head while you're running, try and keep the bees out of your mouth and eyes, which makes it hard to run. But a great, great interview there. We posted that on our Facebook. But we've also brought another guest in now because it's been a wonderful wet season, Mr. Cross.
It has been an amazing winter. I've never seen a six-month run quite like this. We had, the wettest October in Phoenix history. We had monumental snow up north. Pretty incredible. We're completely out of the drought. I mean, I think 2 or 3% of the state is in low-level drought right now. It was 100% in October 1st. So,
and the reason the lakes aren't at 100% is they're keeping them drained to continue to catch the snowmelt.
Yeah, and the reservoir system for SRP, those six reservoirs, is at 80% collectively. And last year, this time, they were about 60. And Roosevelt's at about 75%, and it was 47 at the first of the year. So it's been a great winter.
And that's of the new elevation. Was it about 5 years ago they raised the dam height?
Mm-hmm. So they're in good shape. I mean, that one winter storm that rolled through in February probably added another year or two of water supply on top of what they already had. It was incredible.
And with the rain comes an incredible weed season. Yeah. With the weeds come incredible fire risk.
Yeah, the desert is a big concern this year. I mean, we've seen, you know, several brush fires popping up around Phoenix lately. They had the one west of Whitman the other day, burned almost 400 acres. They had the one right off of the 101 at 15th Avenue the other day in that water retention basin. It burned 25 acres. But there is a lot of grass, brush, weeds, wildflowers. I mean, it's beautiful out there. But all the mountainsides around the valley are green right now. They won't be in about a month.
No, so they won't.
And people are going to have to be very careful this year. Very careful, especially in the desert.
Oh, I hate litter out the windows, but cigarette butts, I mean, it blows my mind that somebody would even risk that. Chains, if you're towing something, make sure your chains aren't dragging those sparks.
Driving off-road with a car when they get the hot muffler on the grass and brush, too.
There was a time at Camp Geronimo, they even eliminated horseback riding because they were so afraid. And this goes back to when I was in Boy Scouts in Geronimo in the 90s. They were so afraid of just even the spark of a metal horseshoe on a rock starting a fire.
Oh, it's legitimate. Like, in 2005, I was covering the Cave Creek Complex. It started around Carefree. It burned 250,000 acres, or 250,000, whatever it was, 248.
Too many.
And a few miles down the road at one of the golf courses, somebody had hit a club on a rock and started an acre brush fire. So we all of our people up at the Cave Creek fire sent another reporter down to that. It was crazy.
And it seems like since the Rodeo Chetiskai fire, we've had the Wallow fire, we had the Cave Creek fire, all these massive acre burns. And you think, man, how there can't be anything left of the state to burn. But we had 144,000 acres or square miles.
Yeah, I mean, northern Arizona and New Mexico, that continuous stretch is the largest ponderosa pine stand in the world. So, you know, but as much as we burn, we still have a lot of forest left, and hopefully we keep it for a long time. But like you mentioned, we've had 9 of the state's 10 largest wildfires ever since 2002, starting with the Rodeo Chediskay fire. And then you had the Wallow fire in 11 that burned more than 500,000 acres. So we haven't had a big, big fire in a few years. We've had several, you know, considerable size, but no mega fires recently. Hopefully that stays that way.
Hopefully it stays that way, and especially for our homeowners that live in those mountains area and those ponderosas that have been attacked by the bark beetles, a lot of, you know, just matchsticks waiting to go up. We've got to make sure we've got a clear defensible area. And most of those mountain fires, you know, that are man-made aren't by the locals that live up there.
No. They live in it. It's campers coming in. It's, you know, careless people. I mean, we've seen Aspen Fire in Tucson was a big fire on Mount Lemmon. That was started by a cigarette butt. Wallow Fire was started by a couple of campers that walked away from a campfire when the wind was blowing 50 miles an hour. And just a few days after it snowed, that was the biggest fire we've ever had in the state. Rodeo Chediskay Fire was started by an arsonist and a stranded hiker. So they've started in a variety of ways.
The Bushnell, the guy's shooting tracer rounds in the middle of the summer in a dry desert. I mean, that's just...
There's
nothing between the ears at that point.
No. I mean, it's, and when you, like, you start... I mean, of the biggest fires we've had, Cave Creek Complex was started by lightning. Other than that one, it's all been careless people, mostly. I mean, there's been some lightning fires, but most of it's been cigarette butts, you know, the campers leaving campfires, you know, arson and stuff like that. So
keep your properties clear.
Yeah.
Start weeding. If you don't have time, hire a professional. There's plenty of people out there, and you don't even really need a professional to clear a lot of weeds. You, if you're applying chemicals for pre-emergence, you need special licenses for that. Mm-hmm. And we do have weed applicators at rosieonthehouse.com that can help you clear that out. But, I mean, I went out and bought a bush hog for our property in Whitman. We're on 5 acres in Whitman, and the weeds are taller than me in some areas. Yeah. I got a bush hog and cut it all down to 2 inches, so now I've got all this little 2-inch dead stubble that I'm letting the goats and eat up the rest of.
Well, we've got, I mean, and it, honestly, right now, it doesn't matter where you live in the state. I mean, it used to be, okay, high country timber. You know, and it's a good idea anywhere you're at right now. If you've got dead brush on your property, leaves, pine needles, you know, anything dead, get rid of it. And this weekend's perfect weather to do it. I mean, it's going to be in the 80s. You know, it's crystal clear skies out there right now. You know, a few hours of work honestly could save your house. And clear it back 30 feet at a minimum. Some people clear it back 100. And it gives your house a better chance if it's free of all the dead stuff on your property. Gives that house a better chance of surviving a fire, and it gives the firefighters a big time better chance at saving that house because they can get into it, and it's not going to be, you know, what they would be up against if there was just a lot of dead trees and limbs and needles around it. So,
and an interesting thing, a lot of people in the northern mountain communities, they have propane tanks outside their home, and that's their heat. This time of year, a lot of them are empty. We've gone through the cool, the winter season, and we've used it for our heating. Well, go ahead and refill that now. A full propane tank is actually less likely to cause any problems than one that's empty.
Yeah. And I've been into the fires where those things go off and you can hear them from miles away. It sounds like a bomb going off.
I mean, yeah,
they are loud. So hopefully we get through it okay.
Hopefully we get through it okay. Be smart, be safe. And is there a way to report reckless behavior if you're out and you see it? Do you call a local fire chief? Do you call, who do you call if you see careless behavior you want to report?
Forest Service, BLM, State Forestry. If you're out in, you know, the woods and stuff and out in the open desert, those are probably the best to call. In the city, you know, your local fire department, if you see somebody being really reckless, you know, burning garbage in their backyard when it's 110 degrees and stuff like that, I'd call the local fire department. If you are out in the open and you see a wildfire, 911, and try to give that dispatcher as much information about where that fire is located, you know, how big you think it might be, maybe not acres, just, okay, it's not a small fire, it's a big fire, maybe how high the flames are, how high the wind's blowing, and give them, but again, give them very specific details about where that fire is at, and they'll have a better chance of getting the crews and everything out there on it.
We've got a great state. We've had a great wet weather season that's provided a beautiful scenery. Let's keep it that way.
Absolutely. No more fires this year. No more big fires. I've covered enough of them the last 17 years.
If you see a lot of smoke and it smells good, just go over to the neighbor and go, hey, hold on a plate.
I think this is the campaign. Keep Cross comfortable. We don't want you out on the road. We want you on the couch. Keep Cross on the couch so he doesn't have to go. We don't want you out reporting on any fires this season.
It's a beautiful state. I don't want to see any more of it lost in fires.
Well, thanks for spending a few more minutes with us this Saturday morning. And what do you got in store the rest of the weekend? You got projects yourself?
I'm going to actually do a little yard work today. One of my favorite things to do. I think I'm going to plant my peppers finally. I'm off for the next week, which is kind of nice. It's kind of nice not to have to do much except the stuff I want to do. So it's fun.
Very good. And we've got this little front that's come through. Give us a nice, we had a 90 day earlier this week and the little wind brought in some cooler temperatures. You got a great week to get stuff done around your house. Kind of probably the last one until September, October of this temperature.
I think yesterday was what, 75? And it felt like all day, this is it. We have had, we got spoiled this winter. We had a wet winter. We had a mild temperature winter this spring. I mean, we've had two 97-degree days. Last year at this time, we were 100 or more. So, yeah, we've been really lucky.
It's been great. If it was this nice all the time, we wouldn't be a state of 10 million. We'd be a state of 20 million.
Oh, at least. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.